Episode 005 of the Newcomb Road Podcast is up next. Hello there. Welcome to Newcomb Road, the podcast all about how new media tools are changing communications, both for business and just in the general way that we communicate every day, talking about things like blogging and podcasting, social media networks, and wikis, which we're going to talk about today. Hey, thanks again for joining us if you're a returning listener. I do appreciate you checking out the podcast. If there's anything you hear today that you want to comment on right away, let me give you a phone number that you can call. It's 206-202-3996. Again, that's a U.S. number, plus 1-206-202-3996. And I'll be bringing in Mike Bellina in just a couple of minutes to talk about wikis and how they can be used for business and for planning particular events. They're a great tool, as I've found and am finding, and that's something we'll talk about in just a couple of minutes. But what I do want to do first is to tell you a little bit about PodCamp Boston. It's an event that a couple of Chris's, Chris Brogan of the Grasshopper Factory and Chris Penn from the Financial Aid Podcast, kind of got started, and they're bringing me on to the organizing committee, which is nice. It is a event that's going to take place on Saturday and Sunday, September 9th and September 10th of 2006. And we are still looking for a venue. So if you do know of a place in the Boston area that's willing to host up to about 200 people, podcasters and podcast enthusiasts, people looking to learn more about podcasting or video podcasting, whether you're a marketer, whether you're in education, whether you're a CEO of a company, whether you're, who knows, you know, this podcasting revolution is open to anyone, and we want as many people to be a part of it as possible. So if you do have a venue, certainly let us know. The email address here is comments@newcomroad.com. The website is newcomroad.com. You can send us email. You can send us voice comments. You can leave comments to the blog. Or, as I mentioned, you can call that phone number that I gave you a couple of minutes ago. But let me play a promo for PodCamp Boston. Let's try this again. My usual glitch of the week with Cast Blaster. Let me play you a promo for PodCamp Boston.
One voice has strength. Many voices have power. Join your fellow podcasters, bloggers, and new media experts at PodCamp Boston on September 9th and 10th. Learn from each other, teach each other, and lend your voice to the power of many. For more information, visit www.podcamp.org.
So, that's a little bit more about PodCamp Boston. We do hope that you can join us. We're up to, as I record this, 34 people have registered. So, that's in just about a week or a little over a week. So, we're kind of rocking and rolling on our way to 200 participants. We aim high, and I have no doubt that we will reach that total. So, let's get into the conversation here with Mike Bellina from the AdvertisingLunatic.com as we break down wikis and how they're used in businesses. Take a listen. Mike, welcome back. You passed the test in your first week by popular demand. I've received hundreds and hundreds of responses, and they all said, bring him back. He knew exactly what he was talking about, full of good advice. So there you are. You've made it through to your second show as a co-host. Congratulations.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. I didn't think I'd make it through to the cut, but I'm glad to be back.
We have an interesting topic again today. I think we're going to be talking about wikis and how they can be used in businesses, and also the specific example that I have, or I guess a case study which I want to talk through, is using a wiki to promote and create and build momentum for a particular event. So I've been do you want me to just kind of give the overview of what's happening?
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
I've been working or talking to a company which is a creative staffing agency. So they bring in candidates, and then they send them out to whether it's financial services or HR outsourcing or advertising agencies. So they have a bunch of kind of creative workers in their database and working for them. And what they want to do is have an event which really their staff can kind of show off, or their workers that are scattered around and don't really connect in a single place can come together, show off their work, talk about some success stories that they've had, or some issues that they're facing, workplace issues, and give maybe some short presentations and have questions and back and forth. And so what I was suggesting, based on some successes that I had seen with Bar Camp Boston, which is an event that I attended that was entirely run through a wiki, and then Case Camp, which I'm going to next week, and I'll talk about sort of taking the success of those two events and the way that the wiki worked to kind of galvanize interest in them. And I suggested that we do the same thing for their company. And so it's something that they see, I think, as a low-risk sort of thing. It's not something, this can be pretty much done for free. And so it's something mm-hmm. that they see as a way to really bring people together and to use this web space on the wiki to kind of coordinate all that. So what are your, as you're hearing about this, what are your impressions on how that could work?
I like wikis. I think that they have much more potential than what they're being used for now. It's a very easy way to collaborate with people at different locations. For the most part, they're easy to add information to. I mean, there's a little bit of a learning curve there. But overall, I think they're great. At my company, we use a wiki to put information to share with the whole group. I mean, we're not a big agency, but there's a lot of information that gets passed back and forth that we need some place to put that's centrally located. So we created this wiki, and it really functions as an HTML database for us. It's amazing because people will go to that and they will find the information that they need. And they'll say, "Wow, what a great idea!" And most of them don't even know what they're looking at. I have to kind of explain it. Well, it's a wiki. What's a wiki? And that's actually what we probably should do before we even get too far into it. Is really go over quickly what a wiki is and how it kind of came about. If you go to, ironically enough, Wikipedia, which is a wiki in and of itself, they have a definition of a wiki, which is a website that allows users to add, remove, or otherwise edit and change most content very quickly and easily, sometimes without the need for registration. And the word wiki is really a shorter form of wiki, which is from the native language of Hawaii, and it's commonly used to note something that's quick or fast. So you can see that there is a rhyme and reason to the term wiki.
Yeah, and I guess the idea is that it is easily updatable, quickly updatable, and that it could be, if you want, and typically on a lot of wikis you can control whether it's open to anyone or whether there's some protection required or if someone needs to sign in with the username and password. But the idea is that pretty much anyone can go in there, and without really knowing, you don't have to know HTML, you don't have to know a lot of code. There are some conventions that can be a bit tricky at first, but once you, I would say after, 10 or 20 minutes, you can probably figure it out, and you can have yourself a pretty nice looking page. You can have lists with bullet points. You can have charts, mm-hmm. And without any of this sort of HTML knowledge required. And I guess another thing, Mike, and maybe you can talk about this, is at the very start. Sometimes if you have maybe people that they hear Wiki and they're not quite sure what it is, there needs to be someone like you or someone like me that can walk through the steps and the process of how to update it and how to add new pages at the beginning, just to give them a head, to give them a jump start and to get them feeling comfortable moving around in the Wiki.
No, I agree. You have to have someone on the team who knows what they're doing. So if you like the idea of a Wiki and you want to incorporate, you think it'll work for your company, you have to kind of go out there and really try and try. There's some public Wikis out there. Wikipedia is one example of which, where you could, because the user interface is not, it's not always as easy as using Word. I always kind of relate things back to Word, because everybody knows how to use Microsoft Word, and if it's that easy, then people get it. In the Wiki, there's a lot of tagging that you have to do to for certain, for bold, for bullet points, and things like that. So you need somebody who knows what they're doing, because you're going to get questions. People are going to look at the editing interface and go, okay, now what do I do? So you definitely need to go in there, try it out, maybe do a couple of test pages. But by all means, it's not rocket science. It's something that's very easy. Once you learn how to do it, it's very easy to do and very easy to add pages and basically, you know, do something, lay out something that actually is readable.
You know, I actually, as you were talking about that, I did a little, we actually have a Wiki. I think we mentioned that in the last show, but we have sort of a private Wiki for you and I to do, to have show prep and to kind of toss out some ideas and work them out, kind of what we want to talk about. But the Wiki that platform that we use is PB Wiki. That's P as in Paul, B as in boy, Wiki, WIKI.com. And actually, as you're going to edit a page, you can highlight a word, and there's that little B tag or the little B button, just like in Microsoft Word. So that's easy enough. But what it spits out is a couple of asterisks around the word. So it's, you don't see it immediately until you sort of save that page. So I think as these products continue to get better and easier, it will become a little bit simpler to manage. But, you know, as we're saying, once we get in there and we kind of walk someone through it who's, you know, is not familiar with using a Wiki, they will, I think, get the hang of it. And what, I guess I would ask, what is the experience or sort of the take up among people? I think you guys use an internal Wiki within your within your office. What is the take up in terms of, you know, using the Wiki site versus, you know, sending around a bunch of emails to try and manage a project?
Well, actually, it works pretty well. We don't really use it for project management as of yet, but one of the things we do is there's a lot of, I don't even know what to call it, just a lot of extraneous information that's in people's heads and maybe articles that we see that we want to reference later, and we put it all together on this Wiki, and we, you know, create different pages for different ideas and for different pieces of information. For one example, is we have one part of our Wiki has, because one of the things our company does is we manage websites, and all websites have FTP information because it gets hosted on a separate server, so we have to upload information. So what we've done is we put a private part of we set off a password-based part of the Wiki, and we put all the FTP information for our websites there. And I probably should disclose this on a podcast, but basically that's what we do. And it works out really well, because if I'm away or if somebody's setting up access on a different computer, they can just go there and they can find the FTP information. It's readily accessible. We put a lot of reference material on there, things we found on the web that we would want to, you know, as a group, we may want to come back to later. So rather than storing it in a thread in an email, we would just put it on a Wiki, and it's centrally located for everybody to use.
Now, in just getting back to my particular case, when I was talking about this with with the client, one of the things that I was saying was that what a wiki allows you to do is, or in this particular event, is to get the participants to kind of organize the event themselves. So whereas the company would put up the wiki and provide the site and then just sort of say go with it, and allowing people to kind of put in there what they're going to present about, or to have links back to their, you know, to their particular websites, or to add new pages, which, you know, which can be done pretty easily. But so to give the participants ownership of the event, to kind of have some momentum there around what's happening. And you know, I think that for this kind of event, that a wiki would be ideal for setting it up. But what, I don't know, Mike, what are some sort of potential roadblocks that you could envision, you know, with this case?
Well, one of the things that comes to mind immediately would be people sabotaging other people's pages, you know, just going in there and, you know, messing some things up, deleting information, changing contact information, whatever. You can use many examples. So, you know, I see that as a potential problem. So if you want to do something like that where you have people from, you know, who, you know, maybe get along but maybe in competition with one another, or whatever the case is, you may want to make the pages, or at least the editing of the pages, a password-based scenario. Because what happens is, that way, if for nothing else, you can at least track who's making the changes, so you can go back to that person and say, you know, what do you think you're doing? That I see that as a potential problem. And most wiki software or websites, that you, and particularly this one that we're using, this PBWiki, it requires a password in order to edit information, or you can have a password to edit the information. So most of them allow that. That's one particular thing that comes to mind. The other one would be, you know, people just kind of just putting stuff up and just never really, you know, engaging with it, other than that kind of first initial use. Everybody gets all excited. It's a new toy. So people put their information up, and then it just kind of sits there and does nothing. And there's really, it's just static. And in some cases, not that might be fine, but, you know, after the first or second view or something like that, people just, they lose interest in it. So that's something you got to keep in mind.
Yeah,
as well.
Just like, I guess just like anything else, we see a lot of, particularly with this whole Web 2.0 stuff, you're seeing a new kind of something new and cool coming out every day, and you try it, and then maybe you, you know, maybe you forget about it. But I think that wikis work, you know, for event organization, I think they can work particularly well when there is sort of a short time frame between when you launch the thing and when the event takes place. So maybe, you know, in mentioning Barcamp and Casecamp is sort of where people come in and give 15-minute talks about marketing case studies. The first one was in Toronto. I think it was in June. Yeah, I think it was in June and earlier this month. And from the time that the wiki site went up until the event, just 10 days later, they managed to get 70 attendees to go and, you know, to register on the wiki, to go to the event, to participate. It was so successful that they're going to have another one in July. So I think for something like that, and this is what I was talking about with the client, that where it's short term and people are going to get excited about it and the momentum hopefully will build pretty quickly, I think it works. And then if the site falls by the wayside after the event, well, I mean, that's not such a big deal. Whereas if you had something that needed to be, you know, in this case, it had to be maintained by 200 people for an event, you know, 8 months from now, maybe that's not as realistic. So I think when you're managing a short-term kind of project, that this is particularly ideal for that.
Yeah, oh, I agree. I think what really separates a wiki from a website is there's no real graphic design need to put it together. You know, because when you do a regular website, I mean, there's a graphic design element, there's an HTML element, there's a there's you know, back-end coding, and it just, there's so many things to go into it. With the wiki, it's just about the content. You put it in there, you organize it, it's done. You don't have to worry about div tags and bold and links and stuff like that. It's just, it all works out, and it's all pre-set up, and you just put that information in there. And that's, you know, for something that's for a quick turnaround, you need something right away. A wiki, I don't think there's anything out there that makes better sense than using a wiki.
And just to give another success story quickly, PodCamp, which I'll have actually talked about earlier on the show before our conversation, Mike, is mm-hmm. something that I'm involved in organizing for kind of a grassroots movement to bring together podcasters and other new media people. And we put a site up 6 days ago, and we already have not quite as fast as Case Camp, but we already have 23 people signed up, and that's without even having confirmed a venue yet. We have a date, but not a confirmed venue. So, and just today, we've had 379 unique visitors to the site. So, the word, you know, in using the online movement, it's the word is spreading like wildfire, and people are signing up pretty easily. And this is something that we have, I think it's the beginning of September, so we have about 2 months, which is probably just about right. So, mm-hmm. and this is also using the PB Wiki website, and you know, if you're thinking about it for business, it is free. I mean, you can set this up for free. You can set it up pretty quickly. There is a little advertisement in the lower right hand corner, which I would say is pretty unobtrusive, and I don't even really notice it, to be honest. Or you can pay the premium rate, which I think might be $7.50 a month, which again, if that's something you're using for 2 or 3 months, that's not a big price that you have to shell out for the short term. So it's not really a costly venture. You're not risking all that much, and you know, again, in this case, even without a venue, we already have, you know, 23 people signed up. So, it can really work.
Well, yeah, and what I was going to say was, you know, we basically are becoming our own publishers. It allows you to, if you're not, you know, in a situation where you can hire somebody to put together a website for you, and you're not really comfortable doing it yourself, you know, the wiki is something that's it gives you something, you know, canned and ready to go, and there's really no you don't need to have an outside publisher take care of it. You could do it on your own, and it's just, again, it's just leading us closer and closer to consumer generated media, where we are our own publishers. We are the people who are making the decisions on the content, as opposed to leaving that to somebody else. And a wiki is definitely a step in that direction.
Okay, Mike, we talked about PB Wiki. Can you just mention what you use for having a wiki on an internal site? Because that can certainly be of interest to people too that don't want. You know, whereas PB Wiki tends to be public, mm-hmm. sometimes you want something that's just on your server and behind your firewall and all of that. So what are some options, or what is the option that you guys take advantage of for that?
Yeah, what we use is, it's an open source project. It's called PM Wiki. It's P as in Paul, M as in Michael, Wiki. And what that is it's an open source project, and you could take the pages of the wiki and put it and incorporate it into your own site. And this is basically for people who know the code and can read PHP and kind of figure out how it goes. But if you want something that's more of a customizable solution, that's the way to go. That kind of, I guess, flies in the face of what we're talking about, the ease of it. But there are people out there who can code and who can incorporate that kind of stuff and want that flexibility, and they don't want to, you know, have ads on their site or have it look, you know, different from what they're trying to accomplish as far as their brand is concerned. So, you know, so there are advantages to doing it that way. But it's PMWiki. I believe it's PMWiki. I think it's PMWiki.org, but I'll check it while you go. You move forward, and I'll just let me just double check
that. Yeah, we'll make sure that we. Yes, it is pmwiki.org. So that's, and we'll of course have a link like to all these places in the show notes. But Mike, it's been a great discussion again, I think, and an enjoyable one, and hopefully. Mm-hmm. For those of you listening, an informative one, an educational one on some levels. We do want to hear your comments, you know, about the things we've talked about. Have you used a wiki in for your business, or you know, have you thought about using one to organize an event such as Bar Camp that we talked about, or Pod Camp? And if you have, what has been its success? If you haven't and you do give it a try after having listened to us, let us know your results. The best way to get a hold of us in general, or a main way, is through our email address, comments@newcomroad.com. And Mike, why don't you just mention where you blog and also your specific email address?
Sure. My blog is theadvertisinglunatic.com.
Great title. Great domain name, by the way.
Thank you. And my email is michael.bellina, B as in boy, E-L-L-I-N-A, @gmail.com.
And my blog is at Briper, B-R-Y-P-E-R.com. And again, the same email address is fine, comments@newcomroad.com. We also encourage you to go to the website, which is newcomroad.com, and leave comments to the blog posts, which have this podcast. So, Mike, thanks again for the conversation. Two for two. You're natural here at this co-hosting business, and so I look.
Thank you.
No, I look forward to continuing to do this and having conversations about all things new media and new communications in the weeks ahead. So, thanks again.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
And that will just about wrap up episode number 5 of Newcom Road. But first, this important announcement. That sound effect. Which is that Joe Jaffe from Across the Sound, the great marketing podcast, has been the recipient of the Marketing Sherpa Award for the best podcast on the topic of marketing. So, don't have the sound effect queued up, but there it is. A round of applause to Joe. A tip of the cap to you for a great honor, and also a thanks to Joe for being so willing to share a piece of that award with his fellow business and marketing podcasters, including Newcom Road. So, Joe, appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. But, of course, full congratulations are in order to you for a well-earned award. So, thanks again, Joe, and congratulations. So that will wrap up episode number 5 of Newcom Road. Please do let us know your comments about what we talked about today. PodCamp, of course, at the beginning, and also using wikis in business. The phone number is a U.S. number, 206-202-3996. Again, 206-202-3996. You can also send us email or an audio comment to comments@newcomroad.com. Our website is newcomroad.com. You can leave comments there too. So this is Brian Person. This is episode 5 of Newcom Road. I'm off to Montreal for about a week or so. Then I'll be back. Mike and I will get together again for episode number 6. Thank you very much for listening to Newcom Road, and we'll talk to you again next time. Bye now. We'll